Connecticut's labor report shows the state added 4,900 jobs in March, helping restore some of the jobs lost in a sudden dive in January. Andy Condon directs the State Labor Department's Office of Research.
The sharp drop we saw in January and a weaker performance in February was more likely due to weather than anything else, because March's job growth seems to return to the trend we were seeing in the last quarter of 2013.
Even with all those additional hires last month, Connecticut's unemployment rate remained unchanged at 7% after 7 consecutive months of seeing that rate go down. Condon says it's not unusual for the job numbers and unemployment numbers to seem a little out of sync. They're determined by different kinds of surveys. Connecticut's job growth was pretty consistent across private industry sectors, but jobs in retail sales, healthcare, and hospitality were particularly good. On Long Island, employers added over 14,000 private sector jobs in March, compared to a year ago. Sheetal Patel is with the New York Department of Labor.
Long Island is one of the fastest growing metro areas in the state with respect to private sector job growth, and we continue to reach record levels of employment out here.
Patel says retail and wholesale trade was especially strong in March, as well as healthcare and hospitality. Long Island's unemployment figures for March will be released next week. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.